This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I have like three sentences in that on the origin of Hadramaut's name in my PhD thesis.
Is it online? Oh, it's probably
it is, but I mean, I was like 22 when I wrote it. My challenge, academic challenge, was how fast can I finish, right? That was my academic challenge. I didn't really like, wasn't like excited about academics. I was more excited about the challenge of like, how can I finish? So I finished high school in 3 years, college in 3 years, master's in a year and a half, PhD in 3 years, corrections 6 months. So I got the PhD before my 27th birthday. That was my goal, right? My goal, I wasn't really academically inclined. I was like, this is like all theory. This stuff is all theory, unless I'm going to be a biologist or a doctor or something like that. But it was, my goal was to see how much can I hack the system? You know, not like illegally, not like with cheating or anything. But so high school, how do I challenge myself? I'm like, I'm not really challenged. My challenge was I went to the guidance counselor. She was such a nice woman. And I said, I want to finish in 3 years. Right. And she said, why don't you go to the prom senior? All I was like, I'm not into that stuff. Right. And she said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to Mecca University. Umul Qura University. And at the time we had a friend who was there. And she said, what? I said, yeah, I'm going to Mecca University. She said, oh, that's amazing. You know, she's being polite. She probably thinks it's crazy. But she was a very nice woman. Oh, my town is all Italians, right? She's a nice Italian woman. Yeah. So she ends up helping me out. And she said, well, what are you willing to do? I said, well, number one, I'm skipping lunch from here on in. So sophomore year, junior year, skipping lunch. I'll take courses. Summer between sophomore and junior, I'll take more courses. Okay. And in exchange, put gym at the end so I can go to Jum'ah. At the end, every Friday, give me gym at the end of the day. She said it's a deal. We'll do it, and she did it. So I took two or three courses in the summertime. Didn't take lunch. That finished my. I completed the necessary courses needed, and was able to go finish high school in 3 years. Then at Rutgers, I did the same thing. Choose a major real quick and never change. Of course, I chose a nonsensical major. Philosophy and religion. Okay. Stuff you can listen to podcasts and learn the same stuff. I'm surprised my parents were so liberal with me. Shay Ajib, my dad said, all right, what's the deal? I said, the deal is I'll be a professor at a college. I get a PhD. He said, all right, fine. It's prestigious. I'm sure they didn't know any professors. We did not know a single professor. We were able to talk to anybody. What's the life like, right? And to be honest, I was like, I did a little bit of bait and switch. I said, I'll just tell him that. And when time comes to have to be a professor, I'll wiggle around it. So I ended up, the deal was, fine, major whatever, but you got to take a PhD. I said, all right, fine. Now my bait and switch didn't work. I coasted through college. My friends got chemistry books this big, organic chem, engineering, and they're like actually learning something. And they're like, what are you reading? Oh, Karl Marx. He's like, oh, that Mexican guy? I said, that's Che Guevara, and he's not Mexican, right? Okay. I was like, you guys are ignorant, man. You guys are the... And it's like, they're like, yeah, we're ignorant, but we're going to get jobs right out of college, right? Any event, went on, did summer courses every summer. I did summer courses every summer and worked, sometimes worked. And I worked menial jobs, you know that? I wanted to feel what the blue-collar life is like. Alhamdulillah, my parents, we didn't need the money. So I worked frying chicken, pumping gas. I worked all the menial jobs. I want to know what that street life is like, right? My friends would crack up, right, when they know that I'm doing this stuff. So then GW University, MA there, beautiful city. Knocked that out also. Classes, fall, spring, summer, right? Classes. Next semester, all I had to do was take three classes and write my MA thesis, which I did on Sayyid Muhammad Al-Alawi Al-Maliki. And I was able to spend the summer with him there. in Mecca. So I end up finishing that. Then I had to wait a year. No, I didn't wait a year, actually. Right away. I just waited a couple months. February, land in England and start my PhD there. 3 years there, come back. So that half year, then 3 years after that. So 3.5 years there, finished, came back. But they mailed me back that I need to add a chapter. So it's corrections. They give you, always give you corrections. So that was the summer, came back, spent the summer, didn't get hear from them. Then finally, end of the summer, I heard from them. They said, you need to add a chapter to your thesis. And then I went to Princeton Library, cranked out another chapter, sent it to them, got it back February 2007. So before my 27th birthday, I had the PhD in my hand. Right? Here's the thing. Because I didn't love it, I wasn't into it. I never went to the conferences. I never went to any of these things. I didn't like it. I went to classes. I went to durus. I studied with Mufti Barakatullah. Muwatta Imam Malik, study with Sheikh Babikr Bashu'aib, Riyad al-Saliheen, study with Sheikh Sadiq bin Sidna, Maliki Fiqh on the phone, study with Sheikh Abdul Rahman, also Risalat ibn Abi Zayd, parts of it, and the rest with Sheikh Sadiq bin Sidna. Studied, I attended dhikr as much as I could with Sheikh Babikr Bashu'aib, Babikr al-Sudani, Dala'il al-Khairat. So, when it came time to hit the job market, I didn't hit the ground running because I didn't know anybody. And I hate this. So there's my bait and switch failed because now I had to actually work as a professor. So then eventually just got some jobs, patched up a bunch of teaching jobs in Connecticut, had some connections. And even that did well at that, well enough to get the job at Yale. And eventually figured out that this is like a glass ceiling. They're never going to let a Muslim who is openly Muslim rise up. So I'm like, I'm done with this. I did it. I can say I fulfilled my word. I'll be a professor. I was a professor, right? And I taught, not like a full professor, just like contract, just by contract, right? There's no, the thing is so subjective. Academia is so subjective, right? If they don't like your face, if they don't like your views, if they don't like your anything, let's just go with the other guy. There's not like IT or engineering or something that's more objective. Then alhamdulillah moved on and went straight into dawah and then never looked back, alhamdulillah. But that is essentially, and now you continue studying. COVID is a great ni'mah because all the ulama now, they're very savvy with getting online. And that's how I study multiple times a week with the shiuch. And keep in touch with them.